This is NPR's Life in Berlin.
It's the first time in my life where I'm witnessing how a country, a society, drifts into a kind of absurd disaster.
Berlin-based writer Imran Ayata keeps a close eye on Turkey. It's part of his heritage. He was born in Germany, but his parents immigrated from Turkey decades ago. He still has family and friends there.
I start every day in the morning looking at Twitter, who is arrested.
Ayata speaks of anxiousness and fear. Recently, some of his friends have left Turkey and moved to Paris, London or Berlin.
Most parts, especially in the Kurdish parts, it's very difficult because you have a very repressive atmosphere. The violence coming from state, and you have the violence of terrorist groups. Now we have a climate of people having fear talking in public sphere.
Imran Ayata is not afraid to talk. He says, prior to the terrorist attack on the nightclub Riena in Istanbul, where at least 39 people were killed on New Year's Eve, there was an organized effort in Turkey to keep people from celebrating the turn of the year.
There was a really quite impressive campaign supported by newspapers, Islamic newspapers, even politicians and imams, who said New Year's Eve is non-Islamic. What I want to say is it's not only about attacks of the Islamic State or PKK, it's about how politics of repression becomes a kind of daily reality.
Repression has been present for a while in Turkey, not only since the military coup against Turkish President Erdogan last summer. Ayata describes a steady development,
which was designed years ago by Mr. Erdogan and his staff. And the new Turkey is a transformation of this current political system into a presidential system with him on the top, on the one hand. On the second hand, Turkey becoming a key player in these times of globalization, as a key player in the Middle East, for example. So the problem is that this change, this transformation of political system, has a really impact on the social and daily life. You see it how people are attacked because they are listening to Radiohead. So you see how this Western life is pushed out from the public sphere.
The main dilemma, believes Imran Ayata, is that there is no real opposition to Turkey's leadership, neither inside Turkey nor outside. The European Union, as well as the United States, often verbally regret what happens in Turkey, but fail to act. For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.